Welcome to Words to Live By, a podcast series hosted by the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute. Each week, we will share some of the wit and wisdom of Ronald Reagan. In essence, Words to Live By, made up of radio addresses and speeches he delivered from the 1960s through the 1980s. At Eureka College, our 40th president participated in almost every sport. No, he wasn't a candidate for the Olympic team. In fact, Ronald Reagan's football coach, Ralph McKenzie, said, "Dutch was not an outstanding player, but he was a good plugger with a lot of spirit and desire." Besides football, he went out for the swimming team and became captain, tried out for track, and won his letter in that sport as well. As for basketball, well, that was only a high school pursuit. But as president, he was thrilled to invite the basketball teams who excelled during March Madness.
"I want to congratulate you on the magnificent season that you had and in winning the second consecutive, for the second consecutive year, the NCAA's Women's Basketball National Title."
And who was he greeting? The women. Yep, the women from USC, the University of Southern California, who had just clinched the national title for the second time. So in this podcast, we'll cover his interaction with the women from USC, and in the second half of the podcast, the Hoyas from Georgetown. This time, the men from Georgetown who just clinched the NC2A title. First, let's hear the president welcome the Trojan women.
"I know that you came from behind last Sunday against Tennessee and won in the second half. Being a Southern Californian, why, I can say that this is the kind of performance that made USC a giant in the sports world. And now you're part of that impressive sports tradition."
And here, the president continues to recognize the individuals who contributed to such a great victory, including Cheryl Miller.
"You've not only won another title for the school, you've done a great deal, I think, for women's sports, women's athletics. There was a time when the only jumping that was done at an athletic contest by women was by the cheerleaders. And now there's nothing wrong with that. I, having been in athletics and played football, not basketball myself, I know it means a great deal to have that kind of support. So there's an honorable place for the cheerleaders. But you were proving that women can make their mark as well in the field of athletics out there in the floor of the arena. It's pretty hard not to recognize players like Pam and Paula McGee, who've scored almost 5,000 points between them. Where are you? There. Must be pretty hard. A guard every once in a while must think that he's seeing double. Well, and also then the congratulate Cheryl Miller. All right. She named the most valuable player in that title tournament and also this year's top collegiate women's basketball player.
To refresh your memory, Cheryl Miller was named College Player of the Year after leading USC to victory in two consecutive years. Leaving collegiate sports, she was drafted by several professional basketball leagues in 1986, including the United States Basketball League, a men's league. In the late 1980s, however, Cheryl Miller had a lot of physical problems. She suffered knee injuries, all that prevented her from continuing her playing career. So from 1986 to 91, she was an assistant coach at USC and a television sportscaster. She was finally named head coach at USC, coached a couple seasons, and then went on to coach four seasons with the Phoenix Mercury of the WNBA, where she also served as general manager.
"But then I can also add a congratulation to all of you as a team, because it was a great team effort. And I think that your coach, the university, your friends and family, all must be very proud of you, and they have every reason to be, and you have a reason to be proud of yourselves and what you've accomplished. I think you're an inspiration to athletes all over America. So I think, simply put, well done. And now I'd like to say hello to each one of you, if I could meet each of you."
Yes, he always spent time with each player. Didn't matter if it was hockey or ping pong. Now, more about the visit of the triumphant Georgetown Hoyas right after this message.
The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation is the nonprofit organization created by President Reagan himself and specifically charged by him with continuing his legacy and sharing his principles: individual liberty, economic opportunity, global democracy, and national pride. We must remain vigilant and work together to share these conservative principles with younger generations. Your role is critical to move our mission forward. Thank you for your continued support. Please visit reaganfoundation.org/give. That's reaganfoundation.org/give.
Now, back to the story of the amazing Georgetown Hoyas, who, in 1984, were the first team from the Northeast to win the NC2A title in 30 years. There was a famous ball player on this team. Listen closely.
Well, Coach Thompson and members of the Hoyas, welcome to the White House and congratulations on a magnificent job. I know your victory Monday night represents not just a single effort, but is the result of countless hours of conditioning, training, and practicing by each of you individually, all of which is part of making a truly great team. You're the first team from the Northeast to win the NCAA championship in 30 years, and you have every reason to be proud, as I know you must be. You came close 2 years ago. Now you've made it, and we're all happy for you, and I think understand a little of how you all must feel.
And then the president singles out the most valuable player. Do you remember who it was?
I'd like to congratulate Pat Ewing, his tournament and Big East Conference most valuable player. You had a great season, Pat, and you know you and all your teammates are going to remember this for the rest of your lives.
I'm sure you remember Pat Ewing, 7 feet tall, born in Kingston, Jamaica. At the age of 13, his family emigrated to the U.S., where he lived just outside Boston. And after graduating from Georgetown, he played for the New York Knicks for 15 years. On February 28, 2003, his jersey, number 33, was retired by the team in a large ceremony at Madison Square Garden. As the president continues, he addresses Coach Thompson's coaching style. Let's listen.
And Coach, you not only put together and directed a fine team, but you've watched out in the long run for the interests, the true interests of these young men. I think they'll remember you for a long time.
Thank you.
And they'll be most grateful as the years go by. During your time at Georgetown in coaching, the overwhelming majority of your players have graduated, which is also something of a record in intercollegiate athletics in these days, but it also says something about the coach's priorities. Now, I understand there's been some criticism, Coach Thompson, that maybe your coaching was a little too stringent or almost military. I wouldn't let that bother me at all. It's results that pay off. Certainly, this has been a result. You've won the title. You've never let, and this I think is vitally important, as much so as the title, you have never let these young men forget that there is something more important for their being at Georgetown than basketball. And that isn't always true. So again, just a hearty well done from all of us, and I think all of us feel a great pride in what you've accomplished.
After a gift presentation to the president, Ronald Reagan took the time to speak to each player, shake his hand, and thank them for coming to the White House. And thank you for listening. For more information on the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute, including information on how to become a member, information on upcoming exhibits at the Reagan Library, and more information on the legacy of President Reagan, please visit reaganfoundation.org. And don't forget to like and follow the Reagan Foundation on all social media platforms.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Words to Live By podcast in your iTunes or Google Play stores and on other podcast platforms as they become available. New episodes of Words to Live By come out every Tuesday. Like what you hear? Check out our A Reagan Forum podcast, featuring great speeches delivered at the Reagan Library. New episodes drop every Thursday. And don't forget to follow at Ronald Reagan on Facebook, at Ronald Reagan 40 on Twitter, and Reagan Foundation on YouTube. Also, search for us on SoundCloud and Stitcher.